On the October 6th show, we quoted an article by Richard Rosecrans titled "Want World Domination? Size Matters," that laid out an economic strategy for attracting China, quote, to the West's economic core in order to create a stable global order. Quote, a balance of power leads to conflict, said Mr. Rosecrans, but an overbalance attracts others to its economic core, unquote. I suppose we could think of the strategy he recommends as a consignment given by China's weak oil and therefore weak fiscal position, a boon for power's hopes to establish a Plato-inspired set of fixed class relations. And Plato is credited as his legacy lives, extant all around us, this vampire continues to give. Quote, for decades to come, China will have to sell in the West to gain money and access to technologies that it doesn't yet possess. The consolidation of a Euro-American economic unit will require China to join too, as it becomes a more open, liberal, and rule-governed polity. In the end, trade, not war, will attract others to the West's economic core. And that's from his article of the New York Times article of July 28th, 2013. And I've been pondering the implication of this upfront, in-your-face admission of a straightforward, unapologetic totalitarian ambition. And given its placed, and I should interject, we're going to be talking about that. What's implied in there is that democracy is being extended, and that by definition means it's not totalitarian. I disagree. We'll be talking more about that. And given its placed to reach the middle ranks, it seems power designed to woo them to its side, and to be wooed by power is dangerous. Sisters and brothers, Auschwitz was an invention, and in this space we will be both pondering its implications and using it to stand for an entire plan to install a fixed class rule. It was, as is the wont of humans, imagined into existence, and it shows perversely both the force and failure of human will at the buried end of human imagination. So it shows how quickly the unforeseen can overtake us, and what horrors generate when clogged energy concentrates. For a while now, I've wanted to thank Miklos Niemcy, as well as to understand more fully his gift. But it's been difficult to start, feeling unequal to the charge, to comprehending a grief of such immensity. But his gift is too precious and too needed to not. Yet neglected it's been, or buried. He shows us with an awful, fierce resolve that the legacy of Plato lives on, and that this millennia-long haunt only ends by being confronted. And with Niemcy's light, we're much better equipped to try. His help is invaluable, because once we understand the insidious presence of Plato's hand behind the pestilent persistence of class, we can start to make a conscious decision to move on. In the November 24th, 2013 show, we said that there was a logical trajectory of authentic thought and a logical trajectory of power's thought. And the logical trajectory of power's thought leads to Auschwitz. On this page together, we'll be reading and discussing Miklos Niemcy's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. But before we begin, let's look at this horror from a child's perspective.